this service is a bit like Rashomon. Everyone gets up here and tells a different side of Fritz. And somehow you're supposed to put it together and see what the whole man was like. I get the impression that no one really knew him in all aspects. And I wish I could pull off that trick. I don't know when I met him. I do now know what I thought, which was he looked like Rasputin, who lived in Nashville. I just never saw anyone look like that. Somehow I got on the board of directors of North Communications. I think it was through Fritz. And the connection to me was I was Bob Dylan's lawyer, which to Fritz was like being Jesus Christ. He just wanted to be next to someone who at one time was next to Bob. But we got to be fairly friendly. We never really dug in deep. It was always kind of a surface relationship. I remember at the board meetings, he was always at some computer doing something. I mean, he never really participated, except he was very private, very intense, and highly intelligent. The soft side of him that you heard about tonight came out with my wife, who amazing to him, because she was about 25 years older than Fritz, told him she liked Van Morrison. And every year, when Van Morrison came out with a new album, Amazon delivered a copy to Myrna with compliments of Fritz. I had a chance to return the favor fairly recently because he wanted tickets to the Dylan concert, and I got him some real good ones. And it made me feel good that I could repay it in some way. The last thing he really did with Myrna and me was introduce us to Governor Warner. I don't know how many of you know, but he claimed to have been in school with the governor of Virginia, who decided he would run for office. And we went to a luncheon to meet him, and Fritz took me over, Myrna over, and said, "Governor, this is good." You know, it was very nice. It was nice to meet a guy that had $123 million and wore a $14 suit, which was Governor Warner. He was trying to look like a regular guy, sitting around with multimillionaires trying to get some money from them. But Fritz was proud as could be, and about 2 weeks ago, when Warner withdrew from the race, I got a long email from Fritz saying he withdrew because he wanted to be with his family. Now, I've been on this earth long enough to know there ain't no politician that will give up the presidency to be with his family. The guy couldn't raise enough money, but to Fritz, he only saw the good side. The guy wanted to be with his family, and that's why he withdrew. I'd like to close on a personal note. This is the second time in 6 months that a friend has died that I really didn't know until the memorial service. One was a woman about Fritz's age, and Fritz. And I made a vow the first time, and I never got a chance to do it with Fritz, that I was not going to let that happen anymore. That if people had a lot of friends, and this woman did, and Fritz obviously did, there was something worth knowing about that person. And I wouldn't just keep him on the surface anymore. I would find out more about him. I am truly sorry I did not know the real Fritz Perlberg. I enjoyed him. I think he enjoyed my company. Myrna and I liked being with him, but we never became soulmates. We never understood each other to the core. And I am truly sorry for that. And I will make it for the rest of my life, and I'm sure Myrna will too, because we talked about it a little bit, that won't happen again. And so I say goodbye to a man that I almost knew well, and I'm sorry I didn't.